Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Welcome to Healthline. This week, we look at Down syndrome. Down syndrome is a chromosomal abnormality caused by the presence of an extra chromosome on the 21st pair. Humans usually have 23 pairs of chromosomes, but in a person with Down syndrome, there is a full or partial extra copy of the 21st pair. The condition affects one in every 700 babies born each year, making it the most common chromosomal disorder. This additional genetic material alters the course of development and causes the characteristics associated with Down syndrome. Pediatric cardiologist Dr. Charmaine Scott describes some of these characteristics.
First and foremost, they have a unique look, which involves the facial features, which are so typical, the upslanting of the eyes, the flattened nose, the flattening of the back of the head. Tongue tends to protrude, mainly because the mouth is small, and there's an extra fold of skin in the inner corner of the eyes. In addition to these facial features, they may be associated with a number of clinical problems, the most common, of course, of which is a cardiac defect.
Children with Down syndrome are also characterized by slow learning. As such, they will perform functions of walking and talking, but at a slower rate than other children. Statistics have shown that the risk of children being born with the condition increases in cases where mothers are over the age of 35. Dr. Scott says, in a small number of persons, there is a slight chance of Down syndrome being hereditary.
In other words, one of the parents would have this extra chromosome, which at the time of when the child is being conceived, the extra chromosome is passed on. But by and large, it occurs mainly in mothers who are in advancing age at the time of pregnancy.
During the pregnancy, tests can be done to determine if the fetus has Down syndrome. The test, known as amniocentesis, involves the sampling of amniotic fluid using a hollow needle inserted into the uterus to screen for any abnormalities in the developing fetus. Though early detection cannot cure the child of Down syndrome, it can help parents to effectively prepare for meeting the needs of their child. Dr. Scott says there are many instances where mothers would abort babies found to have Down syndrome or would hide their child after birth.
Neighbors would not know that, for example, they are living beside a family who has a child with Down syndrome because that child never leaves the home. Child is kept almost like a prisoner. But more and more, we are seeing that children with Down syndrome are coming out of the woodwork. The parents are no more encouraged to bring their children into the public space to receive the very necessary interventions, which include healthcare interventions, as well as early educational intervention.
Dr. Scott notes that a number of parents, after finding out their child has Down syndrome, begin to feel hopeless and often need counseling to accept the situation. She adds that parents must begin the process of intervention, which means finding the suitable outlets to meet the child's developmental needs, especially health and education. The government, through the Social Security Ministry, has implemented the Early Stimulation Program, a special intervention initiative catering to children who suffer from various disabilities, including Down syndrome. Persons needing support may also contact the Jamaica Down Syndrome Foundation at 978-0829 or visit their website at downsyndromejamaica.org. Healthline wants to hear from you. Send feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm. Connect with us on Twitter at JIS News, Instagram at JIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Healthline. Join us again next week. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Twyla Whelan. Please stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.